thinking aloud. It might be hard to believe, but all the following words are real English words. All except for one, that is. First, there is a groac. Someone who stares at you, hoping you'll share your food. And maybe this groac is staring at you because of your obligation. That's right, spending lavish amounts of money on food. If you struggle with obligation towards alcohol, you might end up a little filial-grobalized the next morning. Having a hangover without admitting to actually drinking. Oh my gosh, did you see Phil this morning? He keeps saying he's not hungover, but he obviously is. Seems Phil is a little bit filial-grobalized. Now, if you practice or participate conversations like these, well, you may be a twaddler. Because twaddling is gossiping idly about unimportant things. Well, you know what they say. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but a little twaddling will never hurt you. Irregardless, it might kill you. At least, that's what somebody told me. Here's the killers.
Well, there you go. I think you did a little bit of bad grammar yourself.
No, don't
do it. Here is the killers, or here are the killers, Lee.
You know, there's a lot of things that we do in grammar that might not technically be correct.
You are doing so well. But I like it. I am so a groak. I am such a groak.
Oh, yeah?
I just look at you while eating.
I think I'm more of a groke.
Until you're like, do you want some? And I'll be like, no. No, just order another one for me. Duh.
You bring some fruit to the building sometimes.
Sure.
When we're
for
meeting.
Breakfast.
And you set it down on the table.
No. But
and I often find myself staring at it. And then you say, have a piece. And I'm like, oh no, I was looking at the food.
But that's because I put it into the center of the table on purpose. But You don't take it. You just look at it. Like, just take it. Right. That's why I bring it to the table. But I also know a person who is just so generous. I love these people. No, it's not philo.
Obligation. Spending lavish amounts of money
yes,
on food.
Yes, those are the best types of... My cousin is like this. Every time I go to Singapore, we go out to eat and he will order... It's like three of us. It's me, my brother, my cousin. And... just, you know, we already had lunch, but you just feel kind of like, oh, ebi shimshime, you know, you just want something to chew on. So you go out to the street markets and then you sit down, order some chicken rice. We got 5 to 6 things on our table already. And I'm like, oh, I can't, this is so much. Why do I eat this? Thank you. And I just devour the whole dish, every single one of them. It's amazing. But then again, if you don't finish it, that's where it becomes a problem. We're just wasting food.
I'm not good with obligation.
I'm starting to now. I'm learning. I guess yeah, I learned from my cousin. When you have a group of people, it's better to have more food to share rather than having less and nobody's full.
I'm like a Scrooge when I look through the menu, like a grouch. Like I'll be like, oh, that looks delicious. I'll have this. How much is it? No, never mind.
Yeah,
give me water. Yeah. Okay, well, there was a word, though, that was not real in there, and that was the word irregardless. Or is it real?
I don't know. You tell me. You said in the opening, too, and I thought, don't we usually say regardless?
Okay, irregardless. People say it's not a real word, but it is, okay? And Corey Stomper, she says she's a lexicographer, and I got a message from her. Oh, by the way, a lexicographer means someone who's a writer and editor of dictionaries, okay? So take that for credibility. And she explains... that it's a blend of two words, irrespective and regardless. She says it's not useless. It just doesn't fit into formal or written English situations, but in certain dialects in North America, it has a specific use. It's used to shut down a conversation or debate. So for example, you'd say like, Dad, let me use your car. I'm a really good driver. He says, regardless, I'm not comfortable. And you say, oh, come on, I'll get it washed. I'll put gas in it. He says, irregardless, no.
Okay.
He's trying to shut down the conversation right there. So don't let people... police you on that word, but still maybe it's not best to use it in a formal setting because people will inevitably think that you are undereducated.
Yeah, well, that's just the power of words.
Here's F.R. David.